In Vancouver, British Columbia, police are investigating the disappearance of more than 50 women. A suburban pig farmer has been charged with 7 counts of murder in the case. Authorities have brought in heavy equipment and dozens of archaeology students to help search his farm for human remains. Craig McCulloch reports from Vancouver.
In Port Coquitlam, 20 miles east of Vancouver, the sounds of suburbia are broken by a police officer driving a tractor. Dressed in white overalls, he is one of 80 investigators searching a 10-acre pig farm for clues as to what happened to 54 missing women. Robert William Picton is charged with murdering 7 of the women, most of them prostitutes from Vancouver's impoverished downtown east side. Through his lawyers, Picton denies the charges. The first of the women went missing in 1983, the most recent in November of 2001. In late May, investigators and the chief provincial coroner met with some of the relatives of the missing woman. Ernie Cray's sister, Dawn, disappeared in November of 2000. He says authorities were seeking help identifying personal effects.
They were kind enough to show me a number of exhibits, pictures of jewelry, clothing, satchels, fanny packs, shoes, a variety of items.
Cray says he asked questions about some of the pictures. This month, approximately 50 archaeology students specialized in osteology, the study of human bones, are being brought in to sift through tons of dirt at the pig farm looking for human remains. However, Rick Frey, whose daughter Marnie is among the missing, says the chief coroner warned that discoveries might be scant.
We're not talking about remains or bodies or even significant pieces of people. This is fragments.
At Picton's most recent court appearance, defense attorney Marilyn Sanford accused the prosecution of withholding information.
We have certainly the basics and basic disclosure, but there's a lot that we'd like to look at, like the investigative files about these missing women and about the 7 women who our client's been charged with murdering. We'd like to know what the police looked into back when they disappeared and what they discovered and who they looked at as suspects.
Prosecutor Michael Petrie denies any improprieties, saying there's been full cooperation with the court. However, Vancouver City Police are also facing accusations that they reacted too slowly. The joint task force with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that is investigating the case was not formed until September of 2001. Police started searching Picton's farm February 6th and say they have found human remains at the site, but they won't provide any details. They declined to comment on a television report that they only expanded the investigation after finding a freezer on the farm a few months ago containing the severed heads, hands, and feet of 2 of the women Picton is accused of killing. In a written statement, they asked that for the benefit of family members of the missing women, reporters put an end to sensational speculation. Some family members and social workers are asking for a public inquiry into the handling of the case. Judy McGuire is president of the Wish Drop-In Center Society for Vancouver Street Workers. She wants a probe to examine whether proper attention was given to the investigation.
Why were the police under-resourced to deal with this issue? And just take a look at everything. Don't just take a look at the simple facts of what happened, but take a look at everything that led to this whole situation.
Police predict the search of Picton's farm will take at least a year. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver, British Columbia.